Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. And good evening. You're visiting Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We're glad you've joined us in the Dark Hollows Press Parlor studio. Donna Wright has authors Brandy Kennedy, Lindy Walker, and Rachel Rivers on the couch this evening to tell us more about themselves and their latest releases. There may be updates on the Romancing the Smokies event on March 19, 2016. We'll have news and info in the romance and publishing industry at the bottom of the hour. All that and Lady Shimmers too, this week on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera, and now your distinguished Dean of Dissemination for tonight, Donna Wright.
And that would be me, distinguished Dean of Dissemination. That is me. I am Donna Wright, and this is Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. I hope that you've had a great week. I know I have. Been a funky kind of weekend, though, because the weather's just been so bad. How's the weather where you guys are, whoever you guys are at this moment? We have had a lot of rain. It was hard getting to the day job this morning. Of course, it didn't help any that my phone did not charge last night, and so I had no alarm clock this morning because... It's funny, we use our phones for everything anymore, do we not? We've got a lot going on tonight, so I think we need to just go ahead and get with it. I want to introduce to you a friend of mine, a very close personal friend, may I add. Her name is Brandy Kennedy, and Brandy is an American writer who is finally living her childhood dream, being the author of three, count them, one, two, three series. And Brandy, welcome once again to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, it's always my pleasure. So tell me all about the latest release, More Than Friends.
More Than Friends will be live tomorrow, but it is up for pre-order right now. It is the fourth book in the Kingsley series, and it kind of follows Michael Kingsley's journey to maybe like recovering, because divorce is a big process and it's a grief thing, and he's the first in his family to ever experience the failure of a marriage, so It was a huge thing for him. So it's just him finding his way again, which is, was really cool to watch while I was writing it.
Well, I kind of know how he feels, and it is rough, and people think, I like when I read stories about divorce where people are, as you say, recovering, because people think that because it's common, nobody is getting hurt.
That's true. And he does have some less than satisfactory coping mechanisms. So it takes him a while to get his head on straight and find where he's going next.
So now, is this part of a series?
It is, and the Kingsley series is really all about finding where you're going after something has happened. In the first book, it was a lot of depression and kind of self-esteem issues, and then the second book was moving on from sort of a traumatic event, and then the third book was not a direct experience with a traumatic event, but seeing it sort of from a side view and how that can still affect who you are as a person and what you're doing with your life and how you feel about things. And so now this one is Michael's turn. The Kingsley series follows the children of the Kingsley family. Mm-hmm. And each child has their own book. I say child, but they're all grown, of course.
Right.
But they each one is one of the children of the Kingsley family. And eventually I think the series will follow up with the parents' story.
Now, Brandy, how many books are in this series?
Well, right now there are three. As of tomorrow, there will be four. Probably the series will have seven, and I am being asked already about some of the side characters, so there may even be spinoff books.
Oh. Well, mm-hmm. That sounds fabulous. Now, you've had three different series, so tell us a little bit about each one of those series.
Well, the Kingsley series is contemporary romance. It's kind of your classic romance style, except I don't have as much of, like, the external bad guy because I really love how rich a story is when it's full of strong character development. So that's kind of my focus in those books. The Selkie trilogy is kind of contemporary romance meets fantasy. So it's kind of the take on like a werewolf and were-tigers and all that sort of thing that's really going right now, except seals, which is old Celtic lore, the Selkie. So
right.
That there will be three books in that one and possibly one spinoff story. And my main project right now that I'm working on is actually the second book in that trilogy. And then there is the Freedom series. As of right now, the first book and the second book in that series are focused on one woman as she is leaving a domestic violence situation that was really, really nasty. And she's just kind of trying to move on and put her life back together. And, of course, she has romantic help from hotties because why not? And then I think after that... I don't know. That series might branch into other types of things that we try to break free from, addiction, and I mean, the possibilities are endless there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I hope. Well, and I want that series to be sort of a place to go for hope. You know, the story, Fighting for Freedom, started out really ugly and very brutal. And I had people tell me that there were a lot of triggers there for domestic violence survivors and stuff, but I wanted it to be a hard read so that people can get through it and realize that there is more after that. Because I grew up in a situation that was kind of hard, and I want people to just know that it doesn't always stay that way.
Yeah. So you're excited the most though right now about this King, it's the Kingsley, and you're most excited about it because of More Than Friends.
I am, and it's my I think my seventh release.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's exciting. It's a big thing for me.
Okay, and we are going to learn a little bit more about Brandy Kennedy. I might even ask her some really personal questions just to embarrass her, since we are such good friends, and I usually, you know, take advantage of that. But now let's listen to this, and we'll be right back.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. You know, when something goes out to the internet, it's there forever, right? So when you advertise with Hummingbird Place, you're investing in the potential to have continuous, ongoing, never-ending exposure via the airwaves, or the interwebs, as the case may be. Not just Monday nights, but 24/7. Blog Talk Radio archives are available anytime the internet is working for people to download and listen to Donna and her guests, which could be you for that matter. Hummingbird Place, being your home for romance, produces author spotlights, showcase specials, and author jams. And that's an exclusive show that is all about you. Now, when you have a new release, a call for submission, a writing workshop, an appearance and signing, giveaways, cover reveals, whatever your creative heart can come up with, contact us. We're here, and we'll be there to cover your special event that's all about you. Go to thehummingbirdplace.com and fill out that form under contacts, or write to ads, that's ADS, at thehummingbirdplace.com, and talk to me, Jackie DeVera, The Hummingbird Place. It's your home for romance.
I love when she says it's your home for romance, because it absolutely is, and we are on the couch tonight with Brandy Kennedy. Brandy's a good personal friend of mine, and we have shared more than one luncheon together. Brandy, tell me what's next for you. What do you see? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully somewhere in Europe. I hope I'm a traveler by then. The writing is so portable. I mean, it's great to have one special place that you sit and you know where everything is, you know, and you can do your writing, but I love that it's portable and I can write in my car or wherever. I think that's one of my favorite things about it, is it goes with me.
Well, and if you're not a writer, let me tell you that there are voices in our heads. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all crazy. If you write, mm-hmm. you're crazy. I'm sorry. If you write nonfiction, you are out of your mind. I don't care who you are.
And you know what? It's a special kind of crazy, and I have found that when I can't write, I go to the other kind of crazy, which is not nearly so entertaining.
And not half as much fun, right? And it's
exactly.
really not entertaining for the people around you.
Yes, it messes everything up. If I can't write, I don't even know what I am anymore.
Oh, I totally understand. You know, it's funny because I haven't written a whole lot in the last, 10 years. And I'm not as happy as I am when I'm writing. I'm just going to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm not as happy.
I agree.
And a lot of
people... I agree. And I've had...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say I've had moments like that where I couldn't write, and it just makes me a miserable person.
Well, and sometimes these doggone characters just won't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they talk to me for so long, and then they just shut up. And I'm like,
don't you hate
hey,
that?
You know, what's up with that? But
really?
What are you going to do?
Be frustrated.
Yeah, really. So if I want to contact you online, I will go to authorbrandykennedy@blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm. There's a contact page, and it has all my social media and stuff like that on there too. So for somebody who doesn't want to go to a website all the time to get in touch with someone, there's links to my Facebook and Twitter and all that sort of thing, and also to my newsletter that goes by email. So,
well, it sounds like you've got it all together, Brandy.
I try.
That's great. All right. Well, Brandy's
books. I don't
always
succeed.
Brandy's books are available on Amazon. Brandy, are you using any other platforms at this time?
I am. Right now, I just ended my exclusive terms with Amazon, and now my books are all available for Kobo and Nook, and they're on iBooks and all that kind of stuff too. Paperbacks are available with Barnes and Noble and a few other places, but the easiest link to give is amazon.com/author/Brandy Kennedy.
All right.
You can find everything there. So,
so basically, where all fine books are sold.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend Brandy Kennedy. Brandy, thank you so much for being with us, and best of luck with More Than Friends.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. That is my friend Brandy Kennedy, and we are going to be back in just a moment with Lindy Walker.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
If you're looking for honest reviews in a magazine you can actually hold in your hands, you're looking for a fair decor. Grab your favorite drink and get in your coziest chair and enjoy reading about your favorite authors as well as articles and reviews of fiction and nonfiction. Reviews for contemporary, historical, paranormal, suspense, fantasy, and erotic. Go to adcmagazine.com for more information. A fair decor. It's the only place you can have an affair without the guilt.
Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free. In the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold.
And we're back, and I'm just really excited to have Lindy Walker with us this evening. Lindy's debut novel, Front Page Fatality, was nominated for an Agatha Award for Best First Novel. That is pretty darn good stuff. And so what I'd like to do right now is be able to find the proper button so that I can turn Lindy on. And here we go. Lindy is being turned on. Lindy, are you turned on?
I think so. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What are you up to, girl?
I got a new book coming out tomorrow. So, you know, I'm trying very hard this time to be really, like, zen about this whole thing and not do the pre-launch jitters thing. It's kind of coming and going.
So are we jittering? Do you jitter at all from being on the radio?
Not terribly. I've kind of gotten used to being on this side of the interview table. At first it was a little weird because I spent so many years as a reporter, and it was odd to be the person being asked the questions as opposed to the other way around. But I've gotten used to that part of it. It's the, you know, the early reviewers have said nice things about it, but now the readers who have been waiting for it for all these months are going to get a hold of it tomorrow. And gosh, I hope people really do like it because, you know.
I totally understand. Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's make sure the readers know what they're looking for and where to find it. The name is Cover Shot.
That is correct. It is the fifth book in the Headlines and High Heels mystery series, which is just insane to me. A writer friend actually said something to me earlier today on Facebook about, this is what you always wanted. You have to remember to be happy. And I'm like, this is actually kind of far beyond anything I ever thought about wanting. You know, I remember when I thought just one book would be awesome. Five is a little mind-blowing, but such fun.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your hero and heroine.
Well, my heroine is a cops and courts reporter at a newspaper. That's what I did. I was a reporter for 10 years before I had kids. I spent 7 of those covering crime and courts. So it's a little bit of write what you know. But Nichelle is not me. She's a lot smarter and a lot sassier and probably has a lot more self-confidence than I do too. But I have so much fun getting to go into my fictional newsroom and play with her and her friends. And she has, I don't know if I really have a hero. I mean, she has a whole lot of people that just kind of move in her orbit. You know, she's got her friend who works at the sports desk who kind of develops over the series to be a much better guy than she had ever given him credit for before we start the first book. And then she's got, you know, her editor. There's her mystery man that's kind of maybe sort of becoming a kind of a boyfriend that has the organized crime connections. So he's kind of an anti-hero.
Yeah, really.
I guess. He's great to her. Then we have her ex, who is an ATF agent, who kind of goes back and forth wanting to pick up, you know, what they used to have again, and she's not real sure what to think about that.
So basically what you're telling me and what I'm hearing is that this is not a true romance with a happily ever after. It's more like strong romantic elements.
It's yeah, they're mysteries, probably first and foremost, but there is a romantic storyline that runs through all of the books and just kind of there's not I mean, I guess the readers who read for the romance will probably tell you that the fourth book in the series is their favorite one so far. I really hope they all really like this one too. But it, you know, there was a little bit of an answer. She's been kind of torn and back and forth about what she should do about her love life. And she finally just kind of decided to check it all and just go with what she was feeling in that book. So that was really fun. And in this one, you know, she gets to have a little bit of the happily ever after. She gets to be happy for a little while in this one and kind of be in a relationship as much as you can be in a relationship with somebody that you're afraid to ask them what their last name is. So,
yeah.
But
I can understand
that. So
that
part of it's fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like one of those things that kind of is like a romp.
Yeah, they're... I mean, you know, I try really hard. I guess I write what I like to read, and I love mysteries that keep me turning the pages with enough romance in them to keep me interested in these characters and what's going to happen to them, and stuff that can make me laugh, because I covered too much very serious, heartbreaking stuff for so many years that while my books touch on some serious issues, like we're doing the healthcare system and some other kind of big headline grabbing issues in this new one that comes out tomorrow. There's enough stuff in there that's funny that kind of breaks it up with levity so that it's not depressing.
Gosh, I can only imagine what the things that you've seen and really don't want to know, because I'm afraid I'll sit here and cry. You know what I mean?
I mean, there are things about it that are just, that were just heartbreaking. And when I had children of my own, that was when, you know, I couldn't go back. I mean, the very last capital murder case I covered was the victim was a 16-month-old little girl.
Oh, my God.
And I was 8.5 months pregnant with my oldest daughter by the time that trial came around. And it was very, very difficult for me to sit still in that courtroom looking at the autopsy photos and listening to the testimony. And I went back to the office and went into my boss's office and said, I can't. You know, I just can't have this baby and sit and watch this stuff every day.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the couch with Lindy Walker, and we will be right back. Tired of the same old thing? Looking for something new and different in the romance industry? Then you must be looking for Loveline's Romance Easing. This is a great place to read about the latest releases and advertise at reasonable prices. It's new, different, and exciting, and you want to be a part of it. Just go to lovelinesmagazine.weebly.com to learn more.
Coming this week, available for the first time in one volume, Shannon West's acclaimed sci-fi series, Love Slaves of the Alpha. This includes books 1-3, which are Most Wanted, The Alpha's Concubine, and Connor and His Omega Mate, in one volume for one price from Dark Hollows Press. Shannon West's Love Slaves of the Alpha, books 1-3, and keep watching for volume 2 being released soon.
Okay, we're on the couch with Lindy Walker, and Lindy, we are back. And I just wanted to ask you something. Is this series the only thing that you've written?
It is so far. Well, I mean, I have one other manuscript that's kind of hanging out on the hard drive on my laptop because it needs to be reworked, and I'm not entirely sure what I want to do with it yet. But yeah, this is the only thing that I've done for a page. Fatality was my first stab at, I'm going to try to write a book. And now, that is not to say, I mean, I did finish a rough draft of it in an insanely short amount of time, but I spent a great deal of time, thousands and thousands of hours, reading about writing and about craft and slashing and editing and revising and changing things. And there was, before I was even ready to submit it to anybody, and then there was so much more of that went into it before it sold, so... I got it finished fast, and I did manage to get a deal for my first book, but the rough draft of that book and the published version of it look very, very different from each other.
Is it the same title? That's the big question.
It's
really?
Not, actually, no.
Oh, okay.
We had to change the title because there was another one. Henry Press had another book that had a very similar title to the original working title that I had for that manuscript, and they didn't want there to be confusion between the two. And it took us forever going back and forth on email to come up with that one. But I've been very happy with it since. And somewhere along the way in the last 2.5 years, I stopped thinking of it as sources and started thinking of it as front page.
Yeah. Well, I understand what you're saying. The title, the working title of my first book was This Little Piggy Went to Court.
Okay.
And it is now called Inadmissible Love. So, as you can tell, quite different. But yeah. I think that it really, I think that it was a good title in the sense, even the old, I mean the old title in a sense, but I think it was something memorable.
Yeah.
To the editor. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that definitely does stand out.
Well, okay. Now, Lindy, your books are with Henry Press, so your books are going to be available at Henry Press, and where all fine books are sold.
Yes.
And if we want to reach you, we can go to lindywalker.com, and Lindy is LYNDEE walker.com.
That's correct.
And tell us what's next for Lindy Walker.
What's next for me? Well, actually, my wonderful husband and my little ones decided that 5 books was deserving of a vacation to celebrate. So we're going on vacation this week. And so I'm trying to get 5 people packed and ready to go out of town in addition to launching this book. but I'm really excited about that. And then I'm finishing up the rough draft of 6th book in the Headlines on High Heels series, which will be out next September, and I just, you know, holidays and kids, and I could not have dreamt up or asked for a more blessed life.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Lindy Walker on the couch with me, Donna Wright, and Lindy's book is Cover Shot. Lindy, I wish you all the best with that. I hope things go great, and have a nice vacation.
Oh, thank you so much, Donna, and thank you for having me. It's always good to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Lindy Walker. And we're going to have news, but before news, we'll be right back.
Romancing the Smokies is a romance reader's dream with a book signing, author meet and greet, and luncheon. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, and Leanne Tyler. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry and with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99 and they will go up after December. The book signing is free, but attendees still need to register. Romancing the Smokies, meet who's hot. Visit romancingthesmokies.com for complete and up-to-date information. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news, every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We come to you each week from the Dark Hollows Press Studio. For more fun and information, join us at thehummingbirdplace.com. There you can find out about our upcoming shows and events such as Romancing the Smokies, a live event in 2016. Remember, just go to thehummingbirdplace.com. And poor little old Mallory Kane, she had to beg off tonight because, I don't know, she's accepting some kind of Academy Award or something. I don't know what it is. But anyway, she is not here this evening, but we will have news, and we will have that news with my favorite production manager, Jackie DeVera. Jackie, welcome to Hummingbird Place. And what's the news, girlfriend?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Is this thing on? Okay, just checking. I'm trying something new, so you have to forgive me. Sorry about that.
Okay, let me start again. Let me start again. Ladies and gentlemen, our very professional news correspondent, Jackie DeVera.
And good evening. I'm Jackie DeVera, your very professional news correspondent for the evening. From Jim Mullett from Publishers Weekly, that's where we're going to start out. Never has the opening of a new bookstore been written about more than the launch of Amazon Books in the University Village shopping mall in Seattle on November 3rd. In spite of all the speculation about what Amazon is really up to with the store, Jennifer Cast, VP of Amazon Books, said that the objective from the beginning has been to create a place where customers can discover and pick up great books. She downplayed the idea that the store was a prototype for other outlets that would sell a range of items that Amazon offers online. With a selection of Amazon digital reading devices as part of the store mix, another objective of the Amazon Books is to teach customers how to effectively read across different formats. Cass cited her own experience reading All the Light We Cannot See, which she read simultaneously in print as an ebook and as an audiobook. She picked up the format that was most appropriate for a particular time, such as listening to the audiobook when she was traveling by car, which I actually thought was a pretty good idea. A few weeks ago, okay, Donna, this is what I want you to pay attention to.
Okay, I'm paying attention.
There's going to
be a
test.
Quiz? Okay, well, let me get my pen.
It's an opinion essay is what it's going to be. So, but I have two other stories after this one, so I'll give you time. I'll give you time to think of your essay, okay?
Okay.
A few weeks ago, two sisters launched a Kickstarter campaign for a romance bookstore in L.A., a complete nothing-but romance bookstore. Many have said that they would like to support this all-romance bookstore. However, the name, which is The Ripped Bodice, has turned them off. This from the famous Dear Author blog. These people are also turned off by their first tagline, The Ripped Bodice. First tagline, which is purveyors of fine mutt. Their second tagline, smart girls read romance, gets the most approval. Dear Author listed pros and cons to the name based on personal chat. Pros include using terms like bodice ripper and smut reclaims them for women, celebrating female sexuality and passion, a huge part of a romance novel, and the reality that society has tried to shame for centuries. Bodice ripper is a term that celebrates and is representative of the history and evolution of romance novels. Not embracing the term bodice ripper is actually turning your back on the amazing women who were pioneers in the field, who changed publishing forever. And ignorant people are going to use it anyway in dismissive ways. We may as well stop trying to change that and turn it into a term of pride. The cons that she gives are bodice ripper is disrespectful and dismissive of something that is pro-woman and that is the most successful segment in the history of publishing, that being romance. Romance novels are about far more than sex. Why not embrace the romance, positive change, power of love-healthy relationship aspects of romance novels rather than the sexual aspect? Bodice ripper refers to a specific type of book, mainly prevalent before the late 1980s, and is not representative of the broad spectrum of romance subgenres that exist today. Romance novels have moved so far beyond bodice rippers that representing the genre with that term is inaccurate and highlights underlying negative stereotypes of poor quality, rape storytelling, cookie-cutter plots, etc. Now, according to the Kickstarter campaign page, Leah and Bea have raised $61,310, and I'm sure there's more than that since this was written, which, according to this story, is about a third of their goal. Okay, here's the question. What do you think of the name? Now, you have two stories to think of that, okay?
Okay.
All right. After a strong financial run that began last August with the purchase of Harlequin, HarperCollins had a rough quarter in the period ending in September 30th, dropping 24% in the period to $42 million, down from the $55 million in the quarter a year ago. Parent company News Corp blamed the weak sales performance on lower sales of the Divergent series and lower ebook sales for the publisher as a whole. A bright spot was the U.S. general book segment, which gained from sales of Go Set a Watchman. Digital sales, which includes both ebooks and digital audio, represented 20% of revenue in the quarter, or $82 million. And ebook sales alone accounted for 22% of revenue in the last year's first quarter, or $89 million, while all digital sales represented 23% of sales, which is $93 million. In the conference call discussing the quarterly results, News Chief Executive Robert Thompson said the company is watching closely the softening ebook sales trend in the U.S. However, one reply that came after this news posted and was agreed with repeatedly was, there is no softening ebook sales trend in the U.S. What there is are softening ebook sales among Big Five publishers whose disastrous pricing decisions have gutted their digital sales. And lastly, in obituary news, Rena Wallner, the only woman to be named president and publisher of three major mass market paperback publishing houses, died of lung cancer in Florida November 7th. She was 70. Over the course of her career, Wallner was the top executive at Berkeley Books, Pocket Books, and Avon Books. Her career began in 1968 when she started working as an assistant in the contracts department at Bantam Books. She was eventually promoted to associate publisher at Bantam. In 1978, Wallner was named VP, publisher of Berkeley Publishing, and was subsequently named president in 1984. During those years, Wallner, working in conjunction with Philip Gann, editor-in-chief of Berkeley, signed a host of major publishing deals with such authors as Tom Clancy, Dean Koontz, William Gibson, and Nora Roberts. Wallner was named president of Pocket Books in 1985 and shortly afterwards was named president at Avon Books. After leaving Avon, Wallner worked as a consultant with Putnam Berkeley CEO Phyllis Grant, until she retired in 1994. Now, back to the Bodice Ripper name. Are you pro or con?
Can I be neutral?
You can. I think there were some that were neutral. I can see that there's some pros and some cons to it.
Well, you know, honestly, I feel the same way. I feel like that we can, you know, all get on our high horses and everything, and we do like to do, I like to do that at least. I like to get on my high horse occasionally. But I just really don't feel like that this is something worthy of a high horse. I mean, why not just say, hey, somebody's going to do a romance bookstore, and here's the thing about that too. Here's the thing, is that people will know what it is.
Well, you know, that's true, and I kind of agree with you. Maybe it's just because we're not, maybe because we're east of the Mississippi. She said euphemistically that you know, as long as it's a romance bookstore and it's something new and they're reaching out and people are embracing it, you know, they can call it what they want to.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it doesn't, like I said, it just doesn't matter to me.
Well, as far as news goes, that's it for me, except Ricky Mallory. I believe there's something more to that. Is that true? Something Thursday going on?
Yes, absolutely. Ricky is going to be doing a release party on Thursday. It is a release party for her No Hero book. And you know what? I'm a terrible, terrible hostess because I absolutely...
No, stop. I got your back. I got your back
okay.
on this one.
All right.
It is. No, wait, I can't read without my glasses. Her Secret Christmas Hero. Is that right?
That's the one. That's
her
the one.
Her Secret Christmas Hero. See, I'm there for you. That's what production assistants, what amazing production assistants do.
You are amazing. This is true. And the funny thing about it is that, and let me just go on and say this for Ricky, okay? One of the reasons that I did not have that in front of me is because I went to Amazon and I said, now, which book is it that Ricky's going to be doing, that Mallory Caine is going to be doing? And I got to looking. Do you know that she's written a million books?
Actually, yes. I believe it was 1,053,000, if I'm not mistaken.
It must have been, because I'm looking at one right now on Amazon called Killing Frogs. A fantasy.
Killing Frogs?
Killing Frogs.
Like ribbit frogs?
Yeah, like ribbit frogs. I don't know what the frogs had done. I don't know if it was like capital punishment.
It's murder. It's
or whether
murder.
Maybe, you know, she writes a lot of stuff about New Orleans. Maybe they were frog legs. I don't know. But, I mean, she is so prolific, and I don't think people realize how prolific Mallory Caine is. But if they will join us at 8 o'clock on Thursday evening, they can find out just how prolific Mallory Caine actually is. And so we're going to have her release party. It'll be on her Facebook page. and we're just going to have a lot of fun, and I'll probably tease her and talk about her, and I might let her in the house for this one. I suppose I should, if she's actually the guest star, that I should let her in the house. What do you think?
I think that's fair. I do. I think that's justified on that one. Is there enough time in the evening for her to go over her 1,053,000 books, though, is my question.
Yes, 8 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay.
Which is what I just said. So now,
and you'll say it again for me now, too, won't you?
That's right. And so it'll be 8 o'clock Thursday evening. Be there, or you know what happens.
You'll be talked about.
Be talked about. Be there or be talked about. And I really enjoy talking about, absolutely.
Pop quiz, what's the name of her book?
The name of her book is The Secret Christmas Hero.
Her Secret Christmas Hero. I'll give it
her
to you. No more solid one for you.
Okay. Her Secret Christmas Hero is out. You need to be buying it. You need to be reading it. Mallory Caine's a fabulous author, but now there's this.
And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies.
Is that cool or what?
That's pretty cool.
I love that. And you didn't do it. I did that all by myself.
I knew that was going to come out. I knew that was going to come out.
I did it all by myself. I was so excited. I said, this thing will do reverb. I am so cool. So anyway, let me tell you that Nancy Nagel, who is a featured author, has actually signed up, and she's going to be there for sure. Very excited to have Nancy with us. Also, I have a huge announcement, and it's so huge that I'm going to do it again.
And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies.
You're just showing off.
I know. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Born ready.
Okay. If a reader, blogger, or reviewer sign up, and I mean register, for Romancing the Smokies before the end of November, in other words, before 12:01 at 12:01 a.m., okay, they will be put into a drawing that will be held at Romancing the Smokies to be reimbursed for their ticket.
Can I sign up for that?
Well, you're already registered.
Yeah.
Of course, you can't win because you're on, you're on staff. That's a big fat
rat.
No. Yeah, really. Okay, we've got to hurry because we've been spending way too much time together, but we never get to talk.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bye.
You know, we never get to talk, and so I'm sure that that's the reason. But now I have to go over here, and I'm going to be talking to Lady Shimmers. She's going to be reviewing Dara Joy's Rajar. So I'm very excited about that. So are you ready to say goodnight?
Are you talking to me?
All of a sudden,
good
you're
night,
Bobby Zero. You talking to me? You looking at me? You know,
It's been a pleasure. I'm going to go back to my booth now.
Thanks, Jackie. And now we are going to talk very quickly to our Lady Shimmers, who is going to be reviewing Dara Joy's Rajar. Lady Shimmers, are you with us?
I am. Thank you very much for having me, Donna.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
I wanted to let you know, too, I have read Killing Frogs, and I loved it.
Really?
By Mallory Caine. Yes.
Yes.
It's a wonderful story. It's not really about frogs. But they
Well, how many sparkles would you give Killing Frogs?
Killing Frogs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do the glimmers, sparkles, or shines scale, and Killing Frogs definitely shines.
Cool.
She's done a very good job with that book. I enjoyed it.
She's
now, on to Rajar, Matrix of Destiny, Book 2 by Dara Joy. Rajar is the second book in the Matrix of Destiny series. Yet, if you're the kind of reader who prefers not to have to commit to an entire series, you're not. Rajar can be read as a standalone. Each book in The Matrix of Destiny follows a different character story arc. With that being said, I must emphasize that the author has done a wonderful job of creating these extremely intricate, magical, connecting worlds. If you skip the first book, you may find yourself at a loss when the second one refers to and skips back to Rhaegar's brother Torgon in the world of Avion. Rhaegar has an extremely colorful, extraordinary family and lineage. Reading the first book, Night of a Trillion Stars, that's Night with a K, will solidify you in this elaborate world. That's just my opinion, to thwart future confusion. I read the first book several years ago, and I loved it. That's also when I fell in love with Rhaegar, Torgon's little brother, an essential, sexy, familiar cat man. Rhaegar's mother was a familiar. That's a race of people who can assume a cat form. And his father was a warrior knight of the Arion race. An absolutely delicious combination. So it was when I finished listening to the first book, I immediately downloaded the audiobook for Rhaegar. Yet, you know, life got in the way, as it often does, and I've only just stumbled back across the series. I love the way the author laces such a quirky sense of humor throughout this otherwise dangerously adventurous story. Her style of writing bonds you to the characters. Yet, when I began listening to Rhaegar, imagine my surprise when this wonderful sci-fi fantasy romance series suddenly took on a Regency turn. Now, the second book picks up exactly where the first one left off, with the self-sacrificing Rhaegar being hurled helplessly through their world-crossing, time-warping wormhole matrix thingy. Book two starts with him being spat out in cat form into a moving carriage in 1811 Regency London. That's personally not my favorite genre, but the author does an excellent job in prose and flow. And if you're an audio fan, Rebecca Cook does a phenomenal job with reading it. The Regency bits were good writing. They're just not my thing. But Rhaegar, that sensual man, does not disappoint. He finds his mate in London and refuses to take no for an answer. The world-jumping matrix thing I just mentioned before, it isn't called the Matrix of Destiny for no reason. Rhaegar the cat falls directly into his intended mate's lap, literally, and from that moment forth, she is his, whether she will admit it or not. And the rest of the book is spent with him convincing her what she already knows in her heart but refuses to acknowledge. This book gives us an inside glimpse of the softer, tender side of Rhaegar's heart. On my Glimmers, Sparkles, or Shines meter, I will say that Rhaegar, Matrix of Destiny, Book 2 by Dara Joy, solidly covered in sparkles. I'm not necessarily screaming it from the rooftops, but Rhaegar is a deliciously sexy feast that shouldn't be missed.
All right. Thank you so much, Lady Shimmers. I certainly appreciate you being here.
Anytime. I enjoyed it. You have a nice evening.
Thanks so much. That was Lady Shimmers. And she enjoyed Dara Joy's Rhaegar. We're going to move right along because we're running just a couple of minutes late because I tend to talk a lot. A lot of people don't know that, but I will let you know that. And I'm here with my good friend Rachel Rivers, and Rachel has a new book coming out, and she's going to tell us all about it. Rachel, how's things going, honey?
Hey, Donna, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Now, you have got a fabulous new book out, and the name of that book is Conquering Fear. But now, this is not your first book.
No, this is the second book in my Sleeper trilogy, and the first, Embracing Betrayal, came out back in February. So this is book two, and I'm really excited to get it out. I'm sure everybody knows about Poor Sandy and Secret Cravings closing store, so I wasn't even sure it was going to get published, but I bit the bullet and self-pubbed it anyway, and I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Well, that's wonderful. And so tell us a little bit about it. First off, tell me your heat level.
Well, this is a high heat level. It's not pure erotica, but it is on a scale of 1 to 5, it generally tends to fall in about a 4. So
okay.
It's a higher heat level. It's not sweet. If you're looking for sweet, please don't pick this up because it is not for you. But it's a paranormal suspense, and it's like I said, it's the second in a trilogy, and so the first kind of sets the scene. it's different character arcs, and so the first book is Mahala and Noah's story. This book is Reagan and Colton's story. And so in the second one, we have Reagan, and she's a witch, and she's known her entire life about the other world and, you know, that she was born to kind of fight evil. She's always been more of a healer and someone that people can turn to, and she can guide them, guide their spirits, guide their actions. And she's never met anybody that she couldn't help. She's always been able to help whoever she's found. But in comes Colton, and he is a member of the elite triad, so he's a hunter, very headstrong. And he has not only had his heart broken, he has had his life shattered by a female in the past. And so she created this tortured soul in him. I mean, not just his soul, his heart, but his body. He literally bears scars from her. And so in this book, he thinks that she's dead. She rears her ugly head. He and Reagan end up having to work together. And so there is a lot of chemistry there. Reagan's trying to heal him, trying to guide him, trying to help him fix himself, in other words, and he is not having any of it. So the story goes on, and it's really about his internal struggle and, you know, can he overcome his fear that this woman has instilled in him, and can Reagan help him do that, or is he essentially just going to push her away and they're going to lose any hope they have at ever being happy?
Now,
so it's dark.
Now, the ex that just scarred him and did all these horrible things, was it based on me? Now, you can be honest.
You were part of my inspiration, Donna. I can't leave you out.
Well, then I want some money. Then I want some money. Can you imagine me just walking all over a guy's heart? I mean, I'm married, but I was just happy when a guy liked me, you know. Oh, you like me. You really like me, you know.
Donna, we all know the truth here is that you have a string of tattered hearts in your past. We all know that's the case. But don't try to pull any wool over my eyes. I see. I see what you're
all
doing.
All right. Well, yeah, okay. It's true. What can I say? I am like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to be right back with Rachel Rivers in just a few moments. She's going to tell us where we can pick up her books and what's new in her life and what she's going to be doing next. But for now, let's listen to this.
Coming out Thursday, Rally Point, Hostage by Victoria Sue. True mates, it was a fairy story Sky had been told when she was a baby. Her life had been one nightmare after another, held captive and forced to help a psychopath do monstrous things. When she finally escaped, she had no choice and nowhere left to hide. Could she trust the blue-eyed bear shifter called Riley? Because when he finds out the truth, life will be a worse prison than any she'd been locked in before. Rally Point, Hostage by Victoria Sue, re-released from Dark Hollows Press, Thursday, November 12th.
Very cool. That sounded ominous, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I even like the tone.
I know. That's that Jackie DeVera. She's so good. Okay, so we've got Conquering Fear coming out now.
Yes, it is available now on Amazon.
On Amazon. And the first book in the series was called?
Embracing Betrayal.
Okay.
You are just all kinds of tongue-tied tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I don't even drink, and I don't think it's fair that I should get so tongue-tied and I don't even get to drink.
It's because you're so excited about the topic, Donna. You can't contain your excitement.
That is what it is, Rachel. Thank you very much. So we've got Embracing Betrayal, then we've got Conquering Fear. They're both available on Amazon, Conquering Fear being the one that's coming out right now. And if I want to find you, I can find you at RachelRiversAuthor.com and on Facebook at Rachel Rivers Author.
Yep, that's me.
So, now, Rachel Rivers Author, tell me what's next for Rachel Rivers Author.
Well, let's see. Personally, I'm doing a lot of traveling, so that's exciting. I know the last time I was on the show, you were actually getting ready to go on your cruise, which I heard was completely fabulous. So
it was.
Now, this is just my year for international travel. Back in April, I was in Turkey, and July, I was in Iceland, and next month, I'm going to Panama. So, personally, that's what's going on.
any reason that you're avoiding, let's say, the French Riviera or London or, I mean, you know, you're going
oh, no,
to...
no, no, no.
You went to Turkey where people are all killing each other now.
Yes. It's an exotic,
was it over
very
you?
Fun place.
Did you start some kind of big international incident?
You're right, Donna. I was trying to shy away from talking about that, but you just brought it right out in the open. So, yes, that is completely my fault. I take full responsibility for that.
I knew it. I knew it. All right.
You know how I am.
I know how you are. So why, seriously, though, let's cut the crap, Rachel. Why are you not going to fun places? Why are you going to those weird places?
Those are fun. It's all relative. Those are fun. In Panama, I'm going to get to hike and scuba dive and go to the rainforest. And I'm more of an adventure vacationer than a relaxing vacationer. So
obviously, this
to me is very exciting. Yeah.
Obviously so. Because my dream vacation would be to take an Alaskan cruise. That would be my dream vacation.
Ooh, that's on my list too. Yeah, my husband's from Alaska,
yeah.
And he shows me pictures, and it looks absolutely amazing. So I told him he has to take me back one day. I'll take you with me.
That sounds great. I'd come back. I'll fit right in the suitcase.
That's right.
Because I
That'll
am
be
so compact. We would. We'd have a great time. Okay, everybody, don't forget Rachel Rivers. Her book, Conquering Fear, is available right now on Amazon, and you need to run right out and buy it. It sounds fabulous. Rachel, honey, thank you so much for being with me.
I appreciate you, Miss Donna.
We appreciate you so much. Like I said, my good friend Rachel Rivers, and we will be back in just a few minutes, and I'll tell you what's going on for next week. So just stick around.
Leanne Tyler's newest release, A Letter, A Garden, A Journal, A Chance at Love, Secrets on River Road. Madison Franklin is called to Wyndham House in the late spring of 1920. Curiosity for a side of her family she knows nothing about draws her in and leads her deeper and deeper in unraveling the Wyndham past. She and her intriguing new neighbor, Connor Montgomery, become fast friends, and as their relationship grows, they discover more secrets on River Road than either could have ever imagined. Leanne Tyler's Secrets on River Road, available where all fine books are sold. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for.
And we have had a wonderful show tonight. We've had Brandy Kennedy and Rachel Rivers, both good friends of mine, and the ever upbeat Lindy Walker, who I always enjoy having on, just having a great week. And on November the 16th, which will be next Monday at 7 o'clock, the same time that you were here tonight, we are going to have Jeannie McDonald, Ben Toler, and Voss Porter. And you're not going to want to miss that. It's going to be an absolutely fabulous evening. Ladies and gentlemen, I have so enjoyed welcoming you into Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We've had a boogie-woogie beagle boy laying on our feet and a little black boo kitty that kept trying to do the pudgy bread all over me while I was on the air. But that's okay. That's Hummingbird Place. I am Donna Wright. Good night and have a great week.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com.